T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So a lot of Democrats jumping on the Jeffrey Epstein story and this plea deal from a decade ago, and now calling on Alex Acosta, the labor secretary under President Trump, to resign. Why? Brett Samuels is the White House reporter for The Hill newspaper in D.C., and he joins us this morning. What are Democrats actually saying Alex Acosta did or did not do that warrants all of this criticism and calls for his resignation, Brett?
Well, good morning, John. Basically, what's happening is, Democrats are seizing on these new charges against Jeffrey Epstein to say that Alex Acosta, when he was U.S. attorney in Florida, in Miami, a little more than a decade ago, that basically he oversaw negotiations that ended in a pretty favorable plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein, essentially, Epstein did not face federal prosecution and a potential life sentence had he gone on trial. Instead, Acosta essentially brokered this plea deal that allowed Epstein to face only state charges. He went to prison for about 13 months, but had favorable terms where he was able to work a day job and leave to be in an office for most days. So they're essentially saying that Alex Acosta helped oversee what they're calling a sweetheart deal for someone who clearly showed a pattern of engaging in sex crimes.
So today it appears, and I think almost everybody agrees this guy's a bad actor based on what we know, based on reporting at the moment. But in a contemporary sense, a decade ago, was there that universal condemnation? Was it very, very clear that he was a bad actor? Was there reporting at the time like, hey, Alex Acosta, what's going on? This is a sweetheart deal and we can't believe you're cutting this? Or is it all through the political lens now? What do you think?
A lot of it seems to be sort of reignited by a Miami Herald report that came out late last year, I believe is when it was published. And that sort of dredged up a lot of new discussion about Jeffrey Epstein's alleged actions and specifically Alex Acosta's role in sort of leading the negotiations that led to his plea deal. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, dredged up a lot of new discussion about this. Mm-hmm. But yes, certainly at the time, Alex Acosta was not the same prominent member of the White House that he is now. So I think that certainly has also sort of recast us in a new light.
Is anybody saying that Alex Acosta had a reason, a personal reason or a professional reason, to go easy on Epstein at the time? I mean, no one's saying it was a quid pro quo, right? No money transferred, no business dealings. Or is there something I'm missing there?
No, I think it's more, the focus is more on, professionally speaking, that he's fallen under a lot of criticism from Democrats in particular, that he, that he essentially did not do all he could to protect the victims. You mentioned that a federal judge has said that he did not notify victims about this plea deal. And the fact that, between that and the fact that he didn't go to trial to try and pursue a harsher sentence, has certainly fallen under criticism.
Were there other cases that he supposedly was very lenient, or is this an aberration? Do you know?
Certainly not as high profile that have come up as this Jeffrey Epstein case. Now, he has defended this and said that he did the best he could to ensure that Epstein would go to prison for at least some time and that he would have to register as a sex offender. So he has sort of defended the merits of the plea deal. But, in hindsight, and given the new charges against Epstein, it certainly is a hard one to defend.
Yeah. So the White House, if I'm reading the stories correctly, there at least the president himself and the White House staff are backing Acosta up. But as we know from the last 2 years, that doesn't necessarily mean that the axe wouldn't fall on him, you know, tomorrow or, you know, in the near future. What's the word about where the White House stands on this controversy?
Yeah, I think you pretty much summed it up, John. Basically, you know, they are saying, the president said yesterday that he's been an excellent Secretary of Labor and, and stood by him, and even went as far as to say he feels badly for Secretary Acosta, given the criticism he's fallen under. But in the past, we've seen cabinet officials and other administration officials, you know, go through controversial episodes. Scott Pruitt comes to mind as someone who the president stood by repeatedly through controversy. But I think if you see, you know, multiple Republican senators come forward and call for his resignation, or if you see new information come out about, you know, the Epstein case, that could certainly shift things very quickly. I think the president will pay attention to the headlines if they keep bubbling up and are negative for Alex Acosta.
Are Acosta's friends in Washington, assuming he has any of them, are they defending him? Is anybody in Florida in a contemporary sense back then saying, hey, let me tell you the inside story here. This guy's a good guy. He did the best he could. Or is everybody just kind of dummying it up?
Well, nobody prominent has certainly, you know, come out publicly and said that. The Department of Justice, their Office of Professional Responsibility, is actually looking into whether the plea deal was mishandled in any way. So I think that, and that's something that a lot of Republican senators have said they're waiting to see the outcome of. So I think we'll see, you know, if the DOJ kind of backs him on this and says there was no misconduct or wrongdoing with the plea deal, or if that's not the case, I think that could certainly be sort of the last straw.
Will that be quick?
It was open in February, so I think that, you know, some senators have asked for an update on where it stands.
Right.
But I'm unsure exactly, you know, the timeline as far as when it will conclude.
Yeah. And the Attorney General, Bill Barr, says he's not recusing himself from the case, even though I'm told his former law firm represented Epstein.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So he had recused himself from the Florida case, but yeah, he is not recusing himself from the case in Manhattan.
Wonder how that plays out. Liz, it really is interesting, objectively, to look at it, regardless of your political affiliation. I appreciate you illuminating it for us this morning. Brett Samuels, the White House reporter for The Hill newspaper in D.C. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.